Hello and welcome to the Enjoy Church podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope this message empowers, equips, and helps you become everything God has called you to be. Enjoy the message.
Why don't we welcome all of our locations in all around the world right now, from everywhere, whether you be in Australia, Osaka, Grand Junction, or wherever you are, God bless you today. Welcome to church, everybody. Praise God. You can be seated. Praise God. You can be seated also. Give someone a chicken wing as you take the seat there. Praise God. The title of my sermon today is simply, The Righteous Shall Live By
Faith.
The righteous shall live by
faith.
The righteous shall live by faith. It's interesting days, isn't it? It's interesting days when one of these is as valuable as one of these. How many of you know the whole world has gone crazy? One of these is worth one of these. So this is what I'd suggest to you. Instead of getting into a knife fight for one of these, just use one of these, all right? How many of you know the world has gone mad? M-A-D, mad. Loco, crazy. The whole world has gone mad. And so when one of these is worth one of these, that's when we need to reach for this. That's when we need to reach for these. That's when we need to reach for our Bibles in the knowledge that he who began a good work in you will complete it. He who began a good work in you will complete it. Upon Christ, the solid rock, we stand. We will not be moved. We will not be shaken. We will not fear. Amen. Everybody said, amen. Praise God. In all of our locations, you all said,
amen.
Amen. I can hear you from here. Praise God. Personally, for me, one of my favorite leadership passages in all of the Word is found in 1 Chronicles chapter 12. It numbers off all of David's mighty men. I love the fact that in all of the Word, you have a man of God, you have a woman of God, and then you have the family of God, you have the brothers and sisters. It's always been the same, whether it be Jesus and the disciples or David and his mighty men. You see what happens when one man, also takes one man, one woman, to stand up in their family, in their community, in their place, and God gathers people around them. David stood up in his generation and God gathered men and women around him. And in 1 Chronicles chapter 12, it speaks of the men of Issachar. And as these men are introduced into the scripture, this is what it says concerning the men of Issachar. 1 Chronicles 12, verse 32, it says, the men of Issachar who understood the times and knew what Israel should do, 200 chiefs with all their families under their command. Now, if you look at Numbers, the book of Numbers, and you look at the numbers, if you look at the numbers that made up Israel, you'd understand that if there are only 200 chiefs amongst them who understood the times and knew what Israel should do at the times, how many of you know, now I'm getting tongue-tied, praise God. How many of you know, it's a long way from Cambodia, but we're back, praise God. We are back. But how many of you know, if you look at the numbers that made up Israel, you would understand if there's only 200 chiefs that could understand the times, you would realize, you'd understand that they were in the minority, not the majority, the minority. So my question to you and my question to me and my question to us, Enjoy Church and all of the church, is what should we do in times like this? What should we do? Now, if you know me, then I'm going to preach the truth in season and out of season. That's how many of you know, there's only in season and out of season. I'm going to preach the truth as I see it, in season and out of season, because the truth is the truth in season, but the truth is still the truth out of season. And so whether the sun is out or it's a stormy day, whether the seas are calm or the seas are raging, it doesn't matter about the circumstances that are happening in my life. Regardless of circumstances, my personal, family, community, or global circumstances, how many of you know God's word remains the truth and his promise is eternal? The promises of God are eternal. All right, we've got that. So here we find ourselves today. What I want to say to every enjoyer, whether you be in this location or any other location of Enjoy Church, or whether you're part of the church just tuning in today, what I want to say to every enjoyer is simply this: fear not. Fear not. Do not fear. Fear not. Every son and daughter of our Father's house, can I encourage you today? Fear not. You don't need to fear the coronavirus, but rather the coronavirus should be fearing you. Amen. You know it's the truth. You have the Word of God. You have the Spirit of God. You have Christ living in you. You don't need to fear a virus. You don't need to fear anything. What can this world do to you? What can it do to you? Fear not, for you have the Word and you have the Spirit. Because the men of Issachar understood the times and they had faith. How many of you have got faith? Got faith? Got faith in all of the locations? Amen. So because you have the Word of God and you have faith, because they had the Word of God and they had faith, they knew what Israel should do. Everyone say do. I think do is a key word in this passage of Scripture. It is key and it is vital to us understanding the whole thing. Do. I think it is key and central to the verse, even though it's like Israel should do. How many of you know do is a doing word? How many of you know you can't do and do not? You know what I'm saying? It's like do is a doing word. Romans chapter 1 verse 17 says, "For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith." Some translations say faith to faith, but faith for faith. As it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. The righteous shall live. The righteous shall live. Live. Amen. Where are the righteous brothers and sisters? How many of you know you shall live? You shall live. The righteous shall live by faith. The righteous shall live. Amen. Praise God. You will live. I know what they're saying. I know what the naysayers say. I know what those that are in the media say. But I say to you, the Word of God says to you, the righteous shall live by faith. You shall live by faith. Live, live. Everyone say live. Live. How many of you know you're born to live, to live, to live? The righteous shall live by faith. Amen. In other words, God grants us faith to believe in Him. How many of you know you cannot have a relationship with God that hasn't begun with God? You have received a measure of faith that you might receive Christ. And once you've received Christ, you become alive in Him. You become righteous even as He is righteous. And when we're righteous in Christ, we are called to live by faith. Live by faith. So as believers, we're alive in Christ. We are alive now in Him, to live by Him and to live by faith in the one and only Son of God who gave Himself for us. He gave His life for us. So fear not, enjoyers. Fear not, enjoyers, whether you be in this location or any other location. Can I encourage you today to fear not? But let's understand the times in which we live and through faith in the Son of God, continue to live a life of faith. Continue to live a life of faith. Whether you be watching online or in this room today, whether you be in another location or in this room today, I want to encourage you to continue, as you always have done, to live by faith. Now, Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12 says, "For we are not fighting against people made of flesh and blood." Amen. How many of you know that's the reality? We don't fight people. We don't fight people. People are not our opposition. No. We are not fighting against people made of flesh and blood, but against the evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against those mighty powers of darkness who rule this world, and against wicked spirits in the heavenly realms. Can I say this to you? If you know me, I'm not the guy that looks for the devil behind every door. That ain't me. That ain't me. I'm not that guy. Do I believe in spiritual realities outside of this world? Yes, I absolutely do. I believe in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. I believe in His angels. And I also believe there is a devil and there are demons. And I believe there are unseen realities and unseen powers. And if I can be really honest with you, what is of greater concern than the virus for me in this time is the incredible levels of fear that are sweeping over the world. Over the world, not just in Australia, but are literally sweeping over the world. Levels that have people pulling knives on each other over rolls of toilet paper. Is it just me, or is anyone else in this room maybe thinking, or out there thinking, there's something really weird about what's going on in these times? This is not normal. People are literally pulling knives on each other over rolls of toilet paper. I say go the dirty bottom, you know what I'm saying? Go the dirty bottom. Put the knife away. Hashtag that, go the dirty bottom. Some of you are like, I can't believe you're saying that. We're pulling knives on each other over toilet paper. Now, you might not like the go the dirty bottom, I don't like knives being pulled on people because we're going down the shopping centre and it's like, oh, I want the toilet paper, don't want a dirty bottom. Go the dirty bottom. That's it. Let it all hang out. Just, no, that didn't quite sound right. Don't quote, no. That's not, no. John, I need help. All right. We're going to go to the book of John because I need help from John. Praise God. What is really going on here? Is there anybody else thinking that maybe, I understand there is a natural reality. It is a natural reality. But is anybody else thinking as I am, there's a spiritual reality to this as well? As in, yes, there is what's happening in the natural, but I've got to tell you, I believe there's something happening in the spirit here. And I believe that if the enemy is coming out to hunt down humanity, then in this time, the light of Jesus Christ is going to shine brighter than ever before. We are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. It's not time for us to shrink back. It's not time for us to be quiet. But it's time for us to rise up in faith in Jesus' name. Get on the front foot. Be the love of Christ. Be the light of God. Be the hands. Be the feet. Be the mouthpiece. Bring words of life. Bring words of hope. And everybody said, amen. Amen. John chapter 10, verse 2. I actually think this is a viral attack, but I think it's a spiritual attack as well. In John 10, verse 10, it says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life. Everyone say life.
Life.
I have come that they might have life and have it to the full. So you tell me, is this virus stealing, killing, and destroying? The answer is very simple, isn't it? It's yes, it is. So where does that come from? Obviously not from God. Not from God. So for Jesus came that we might have life and have it to the full. Virus or no virus? Well, you don't understand the times in which we live, Pastor. I said before, call me Father. You don't understand the times in which I do understand. I'm in the same times as you. I know what they're saying. I know what the naysayers are saying. But I understand this, that we are called to live life and live it to the promise from God is that our days are in His hands. My days are not in the hands of the virus. My days are in the hands of the Lord. My days are in the hands of God Almighty. He numbered my days and He's teaching me to number my days that I might live a life of faith and not a life of fear. I'm not going to shrink back. I won't pull back. I don't know about you, virus or no virus, the antidote to that which comes to steal, kill, and destroy is still the same, and that is a righteousness that is revealed in and through a people who won't shrink back but who continue to live a life of faith. Faith. So what are we asking of the enjoyers? Where are the enjoyers in the house? Give me a wave for an enjoyer. Oh, I like you a lot. Where are the enjoyers out there? Can I hear them? I can hear you. I can hear you. Praise God. We're all here together. What are we asking of all the enjoyers? Well, in these crazy, crazy times, we're simply asking you through this time to continue to live by faith. Live by faith. Matthew 9:29. Then He touched their eyes and said, according to your faith will it be done unto you. Then He touched their eyes. Who touched? Jesus touched their eyes. Why did Jesus touch the eyes of these men? Because He wanted them to see. So He is doing His part, but then He makes His statement that is very, very clear. He says that according to your faith will it be done unto you. He touched their eyes because He wanted them to see. But clearly it's a matter of your faith, will it be done unto you. So if it's according to your faith, our faith will be done to each of us. What should we be wanting to do in this time but build our faith? Build our faith. Build our faith. Build our faith. Build our faith. You're like, can you come jet lagged next week as well? I don't know, but it's fun. We've got to build our faith. We've got to build our faith. Some of you, the best thing you do is actually turn the TV off. You're listening to too much TV. As in, Koshi tells me I've been dead 15 times this week. You know what I'm saying? go Koshy. It's like, it's Koshy enough. I'm going to turn you off, brother. I'm not going to listen to the naysayers anymore. As in, the best thing you do is hop on a plane and go to Cambodia, live, go out the back. They're not talking about the virus up there. They're talking about how to reach people for Jesus. They're talking about how to minister to the community. They're talking about how do we get more frog farms going. That's like, that's where I'm not going to live. I'm not going to live under. Now, I'm not saying live under an umbrella or live in an igloo. And no. But what I am saying is let's be a people who continue to live by. All right, let's build our faith. So during these times, here we go. Point number one, here we go. Are you ready? Yeah. Write this down. Acknowledge God's greatness. Yeah. Acknowledge God's greatness. Acknowledge God's greatness. Acknowledge God's greatness. How great is our God? Yeah. Is our God. Our God is great and greatly to be praised. I know what they're saying. But in the midst of it all, it doesn't change reality. Our God is great and greatly to be praised. We will worship Him. We will praise Him. We will declare He is a great I am and there is none like our God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. You are from God, little children, and have overcome them because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And now I understand this is reality, but our God is greater. I understand there are situations and circumstances at play, but our God is greater. Great is our God and greatly to be praised. Point number one. Point number two, acknowledge God's word. The word, can I encourage you, be people of the word, especially in this time. Be speaking the word of God. Be declaring the word of God. Be prophesying the word of God. Let the word of God be in your mouth. Let the word of God be in your heart. Let the word of God be in your thinking and speak out the word of God. God, everyone say God. Isaiah 54 verse 17, no weapon that is formed against you will prosper. One verse and listen to you, cats. One verse and listen to Grand Junction. Praise God. How's that? They're not even having their service right now, but I can hear them. That's incredible. That's technology right there. Back to the future, baby. That's what I'm talking about. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Now, can I say this to you? Even if you get the virus, you won't die. You won't die. And you're like, that's a big statement. Well, would you prefer me to say you will? So the year before last, 2017, 1,163 people died of the flu in Australia. 1,163 people died of the flu. I've never heard people say, oh, I'm not going to church because of the flu, or I'm not going to the football because of the flu. And yet, the year before, like 2017, 1,163 people died of the flu. 250,000 people had the flu that year. And it's like, greater is He that is in you. I've had the flu. I had the chest infection years ago. And I was like, I was on my back for 13 days. I lost my personality. How many of you know that's not a good day when Baxter loses his personality? But I got to tell you, as in sticks, at the end of the day, you get sick, but we'll get better. This sickness is not under death for the believer. Don't be believing. Don't let it into your spirit. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. All right, here we go. Point number three. Are you good? Yeah. Every enjoyer good? Every location? Yeah. All right, here we go. Acknowledge the facts, but continue to live your life by faith. I'm going to acknowledge the facts. Nowhere in Scripture does the Bible ever tell us to pretend the facts aren't what they are. But all throughout Scripture, we see God's truth is to be held onto as greater than the facts. Yes, you can tell me the facts, but this is the truth according to God's word. Yes, I understand this is reality, but this is the truth according to God's word. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father, but so, you know what I'm saying? It's truth. Yeah, the facts are the facts. I'm not saying ignore the facts, but hang on to truth. And everybody said, amen. Hang on to the facts and realize that truth, sorry, hang on to, acknowledge the facts, but understand that the truth is always way greater than the facts. When we walk a walk of faith. When we began our life in Christ, it was because God, everyone say God. It was because God gave us a measure of faith. With that measure of faith, we received Him. We embraced saving faith, and now we're moving on to greater faith. How many of you are believing for greater faith? I believe in this season, God wants to release greater faith into people. The enemy wants to bring fear on people, but I say greater faith in Jesus' name. I say greater faith in Jesus' name. Into every person, every location, everyone that's here, everyone that's watching online, I speak greater faith in Jesus' name. So wherever you're at in your faith journey, can I encourage you, live in that place in the knowledge that as you exercise your faith will grow. Some of you in this regard may have little faith. Don't be downcast. You have faith. Just embrace your faith, understand where you're at, and begin to move on from that place. Embrace your faith. Embrace your faith. If you have little faith, how many of you know the Bible speaks of little faith? It speaks of a saving faith. It speaks of great faith, greater faith. It speaks of all different sizes of faith. Whatever faith you have, embrace your faith. Embrace your faith. Understand, well, this is where I'm at. Well, if you're there, just embrace your faith and continue to live by faith. That's where you start. You may not be where you want to be, but you're in the race and you have faith. So begin to start there. Begin to walk there. Acknowledge your faith. This is where I'm at in my faith journey. And begin to exercise your faith and your faith will grow. All right, so how do we do this? For example, if you're at home watching online today, and I'm aware that we have enjoyers that have made a decision not to be in church today, can I encourage you? Because there's going to come a point where the enemy, whether it be through your own thinking, through your family, through your friends, the enemy is going to come to condemn you. He will. I know this. This is how the enemy would work to bring division in the body of Christ. And the enemy would work to take people to a place in their own thinking where they feel condemned because of their faith is at a place where they don't want to come to the house of God. But I would encourage you, don't allow the enemy to come in that way. Just choose to live by faith. This is what I understand. If you're at home watching online today, you're watching online because you have faith. That's why you're watching online. It's because you have faith. So I want to encourage you, if that's where you're at, then exercise your faith where you're at. How do we exercise our faith where we're at if we're not at church? We chose to stay at home. Well, it's really simple. Here we go. Point number one, connect. Connect. If you're at home today and you're watching online, connect to your friends. Maybe you're at home and it's like, I didn't have the faith, or I didn't believe it was wise to go to church, or I didn't whatever. That's okay. But can I encourage you, if you're at home today, can I encourage you to connect with your friends? Connect with your friendship group. Connect with the area of ministry. Just let your, okay, connect. Point number two, engage. Engage your pastors and leaders. Just be clear to them as to where you're at, why you're there, what's happening in your life. Engage. So I'm staying connected. That's a step of faith. I'm engaging with my pastors and leaders. That's a step of faith. Point number three, it's going to sound like a strange one. Contribute. Continue to contribute from wherever you are, from a distance. If you're not coming to church, just stay connected. It's a step of faith. I'm not stepping away. No, I'm exercising the faith that I have. I want to stay connected. I'm going to continue to contribute. Maybe you're on a team and you can do the roster from home. Maybe you're on whatever it is. However it is, if you're contributing and what you're doing is beyond the walls of the church, just continue to do it. Continue to live by faith. Continue to pray. Continue to believe that wherever you're at, then you would continue on your journey in God. Continue to allow God to grow your faith, whether you be in the house or out of the house today, not in the outhouse, but out of the house today. Continue to exercise your faith from wherever you are. But if you're in church today, praise God. How many of you are here? I say, how many of you are here? All right. So wherever, whatever location you're in, if you're here, every opportunity you get at this time, in this season, this is an opportunity for us to be a little bit outrageous and radical when we are together. So when you have the opportunity to lift up a shout of praise, we're going to lift up a shout of praise. Now, some of you have been like, well, that's not how I've been. It's like, I don't like to fake it. Don't fake it. Get off your butt and lift up a shout of praise. I promise you, if Jesus walked in the room, you'd be on your feet. You know what I'm saying? So, amen. So when you have the opportunity to lift up a shout of praise, lift up a shout of praise. When you have the opportunity to yes and amen, amen. When you have the opportunity during the preaching of God's word, how many of you know that we inherit and we receive the promises of God with a yes and amen? A yes and amen isn't a colored church thing. A yes and amen is a Bible thing. Because we possess the promises of God with a yes and an amen. Amen. It's like, where does it say that? I'll get to that to another day. As in, you can search it for yourself. But it says we possess the promises of God with a yes and amen. I think if you actually knew that and believe that, every time the word of God is spoken and there's a promise related to it for you or for your family or for your marriage or your finances, you would be yes and amen. Amen. So we're going to do that. So that's how we do that. If you're here, how many of you are here? All right. If you're here, let's make sure that no one is standing alone. No one is standing alone. You say, in church, in the foyer, can I encourage you, if you're in any location, the service doesn't stop for half an hour after the finish of the service. We've got to keep on going. Keep on going. As in, can I encourage you, if you're an enjoyer, where are the enjoyers? Give me a wave. Can I encourage you, if you are an enjoyer, have a spirit and an attitude that says, I'm not coming just to receive from church, but to be church. I'm not coming just to do church, but to be church. Being church requires that I have a heart for my brothers and sisters. If you don't have a heart for your brothers and sisters, then I would question, do you belong to the body? Because if you belong to the body and the blood and the life of the body is flowing through you, encouragement is coming and life is coming and joy is coming, hope is coming and peace is coming, and you're a part of the body of Christ, you'd realize after service, I don't run. It's not like back in the day, you remember back in the day when they had the car races and they'd all stand up on one side and the flag and they'd run to their car. It's not like that. This is church where we're meant to be the body. We're called to be the family. It's like we spend time encouraging each other backward and forward. So no one stands alone in the foyer, but can I also say this? No one stands alone at home. At home. Can I encourage you, if you know someone that's made a decision to stay home today, can I encourage you to text them? Can I encourage you to call them? Can I encourage you guys to text these guys and call these guys and us guys to connect with those guys? Because no one stands alone. And everybody said, amen. How many of you know now we're really living a life of faith? We are not fair weather Christians that enjoy church. When the going gets tough get going. We will find out where our faith as a church is really at. We're going to find out real, real quick in times like this, because now we're either going to lean in or lean out. Now, all right, let's move on. Hear me well, enjoyers. We don't have two tiers of Christians here at Enjoy. All right, you need to hear this really clearly. We don't have two tiers of Christians, like those that are coming, not coming. No, 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 no. If you're an enjoyer, you are an enjoyer. We don't have two tiers of Christians. We just have those who are saved by faith. That's it. We're one and the same. We're all in this together. So whatever level of faith you have, live by it for the glory of God. Whether you're here or not here is irrelevant to me. I just want to know that you're safe. I want to know that you're sound. I want to know that you're being ministered to, you're being cared for. That's all I know. If you're watching online, it's because you're exercising your faith and we celebrate you. Just as if you're in church today, you're exercising your faith and we celebrate you. Now, walking by faith doesn't mean that we throw wisdom out the door. Hear this. All right. Well, I'm here today. How many of you know I am here today? I was meant to be in Osaka today. Because I've been in Cambodia all week. And as the week went along and all the alarms are going off all around the world, I spoke to the leadership team and said, what do you think we should do? Now, just so we're clear about this when it comes to going to Osaka, I know it's one of the hot spots. Japan's one of the hot spots. But just so you know, I was not fearing catching the virus. Not at all. I'm like, as I said, that virus should fear me. Everyone I pray for, unbelievable, they're going to get healed. We're going to pray for people. I'm not fearing that. I wasn't thinking, man, if I go to Osaka, I might get the virus. What I was concerned about is they may not let me out of the country. And like, I like sushi, but not that much. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I could go to Dan and Trisha's house. I make great spring rolls, praise God. And so, praise God, men live on spring rolls. Anyway, so, but my concern wasn't that I'd get the virus. My concern is I won't get back to Australia. And I know this is where I need to be in this season. And so we made a decision to come back. Now, I am aware, so some of you are like, oh, so you were going to Osaka, but then, so is that a lack of faith? You might say it's a lack of faith. I actually say it's wisdom and faith working side by side. And that's why people watching online, I have no problem if you feel like in this season you don't want to be here. But all I'm saying is be here even if you're not here. You know what I'm saying? Wherever you be there. Well, I may not be in the room. I am still an enjoyer, so be there. Exercise whatever faith you have. So me not going to Osaka, was it fear? I don't think it was fear. I didn't want to get stuck in Osaka, in Japan. There's no doubt about that. I wanted to come back to Australia, so I'm trying to combine faith and wisdom together to come out with the best outcomes. We found out everything we needed to find out. Then we said, all right, I'm going to hop on a plane. I'm coming home. I'll be preaching Sunday morning. I said, let's just turn it around. I'm coming back to the family, the bigger part of the family, even though the family's over there. I'm trying to walk it by faith, and I'm trying to walk in wisdom. Walk by faith, walk in wisdom. Now, why am I saying all that? I'm saying it so that you know some decisions will end up being made with wisdom and faith working side by side. Wisdom and faith don't oppose each other. We acknowledge the facts, we look for God's wisdom, and we walk by faith. We just continue to step it out. So if you've chosen to stay at home, that's fine. There's no issue. I don't want you to feel condemned by or judged by anyone, and neither do I want you to judge me or condemn me because I didn't go to Osaka. Same, but different. You know what I'm saying? We all need to make decisions with wisdom, with the knowledge that we have, with what God is speaking to us, and then we walk by faith. We do it by faith. Whatever we do, let it be done by faith. How many of you know that which is done without faith is actually sin? So if faith isn't involved, that's sin. But if faith is involved, and I know why I'm making this decision, based on the wisdom that I have, the knowledge that I have, and the wisdom that God would speak to me, then I'm walking out from a position of faith. My prayer for all of us as enjoyers, where are the enjoyers in the room? Give me a wave of an enjoyer. All the enjoyers out there, give us a... There's more enjoyers out there than in here. It's true. Here's the thing. There was a moment in the beginning of the Old Testament, towards the beginning of the Old Testament, where death went through the nation. You know what I'm talking about? But it didn't impact the people of God. Because the people of God were told to get the blood of lambs and put it over the doorposts of their homes. Really interesting, isn't it? We are living in a day where everyone is speaking death. But I say to you, let's take the blood of Jesus, the one and only real Lamb of God, and put the blood of Jesus over the doorposts of our homes and over the doorposts of our family's house, our father's house. Let's take the blood of Jesus and begin to declare like never before. This is what I want to say to you. No loss. No loss. No, not one of the children of Israel lost a firstborn son because of the blood of the lambs. Not one of you will suffer loss because of the blood of Jesus. I believe in Jesus' name. That greater is He that is in you. Greater is the power of God that's at work for you than anything that is out there. So why don't we all stand to our feet? Most of you are standing anyway. Keep standing. Let's stand to our feet. Let's stand in all of our locations. I want to speak a blessing over you today. It's the blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Fear not. The righteous shall live, by faith. We will not fear. We'll not take a backward step, but we're going to step into all that God has got for us in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for my family. I pray for my family here in the west. I pray for my family in the east and in the north. I pray for my family in Hobart and in Adelaide. I pray for my family all around Victoria. I pray for my family in Osaka. I pray for my family, Lord, in Grand Junction. I pray, Lord God, for new parts of the family. Lord, in Cambodia, Lord God, brothers and sisters that are leaning in, that want to be in our world and in our future. And Lord, we understand, Lord God, these are difficult times. difficult times. The world doesn't know what to do because the world doesn't have the hope that we have. But we have the hope that we have, and we have your word. And although, Lord God, we will acknowledge the facts for what they are, Lord God, still, Lord God, we lean into the greater truth. And the greater truth is you. Your word says the righteous shall live by faith. And shall live, we will, by faith. I speak over every brother and over every sister, every brother, every sister, over every married couple, over every business owner, over every family, over everything that is happening in our worlds. Lord, I declare in Jesus' name, we will not suffer loss. We will not suffer loss, Lord God, because, Lord, your blood over the doorposts of our homes sets us apart as being your children. I thank you, Lord God, for the blood that's even over the doorposts of our Father's house in Joy Church. Lord, we rejoice, Lord God, that the power of the blood is as powerful today as it's ever been. Lord, this day and every day, we give you praise and we give you honor. Lord, we'll praise you on the way in and we'll praise you on the way out. We'll bless you on the way in and we'll bless you on the way out. We declare, Lord God, there'll be no loss in this house. No loss in this house. No loss to our families. No loss to our businesses. No loss. Lord, we pray for supernatural turnaround. We pray that in this time, people would flood to the house of God. They would not be running away from the house of God, but they would run to the house of God, knowing that you are their answer. You are their salvation. You are their hope. In dark days, Lord, shine bright through your church. Lord, we give you praise and we give you honor. In Jesus' wonderful name, and everybody said, amen and amen. God bless you, everybody. God bless you, church.